We can lay under the sun, like it's your idea of fun. Let it glisten on your skin, sun-kissed melanin. We'll make our way into the night, just like the island wave.
July is feeling
tropical, tropical,
like anything is
possible, possible.
July is feeling
tropical, tropical,
like anything is
possible, possible.
Listen to that song in full. I just thought I'd give a little bit of a teaser for you all, because, well, like I said before, we've got Seth Hapu with us this afternoon. He is indeed on the line, and we're going to have a kōrero about this Waiata Tropical, and indeed the forthcoming album Whaiora, which is coming up in July. But yes, I'm glad to have Seth Hapu back on the line with us this afternoon. Tēnā koe, Seth. Kei te pē here.
Kia ora, kei te pai, kei te ora, hei.
Rawe, rawe, tino pai. And again, we've got Ngāwai and my mate Atiri Anō on the line. Tēnā, you fellas can say.
Kia ora, ihoa.
Kia ora, bro. Kia ora.
Bit of a full house here. I had to drag people in, so I'm not in here by myself. So I'm glad to have you here with us this afternoon. Beautiful new Waiata. I mean, I love rongoa, but hey, come on. That definitely feels like, you know, you go through your rongoa phase and then you head into the party aspect of, or like the good groove, good vibe. So beautiful, beautiful. Before we get into any of your kōrero about the album, I forgot to ask you the last time we spoke about your visuals, because they're mean, they're beautiful.
Tēnā koe. Yeah, it was really fun to put this one together for Tropical. I worked with a host of beautiful, talented people. Starring the video actually is the mana wahine from a group called Ura Tabu, directed by Charlene Tedro. And they've put together this incredible dance for the show.
I was also thinking, actually, I'll take it back, eh? When we caught up with you about rongoa, we broke down, you broke down a bit about, obviously, what it meant for you, the journey with you about what rongoa is for you. And now we've come through the Waiata Tropical. And then, of course, I want to have a kōrero about how that ties into the forthcoming album. But, yeah, I'll take it back and let's talk about the Waiata Tropical and what that's about for you.
Yeah, Tropical came after our visit to Huahine in Tahiti in 2019. And it was just a beautiful time of reconnection, going back to where our tupuna once were hundreds of years ago, and actually being able to stand where they stood, as you can imagine, was really powerful. So the song really came after that experience. And being on the island, man, it's just like one of the most beautiful places I think I've ever set foot. And if I had my way, I'd be living there right now.
Oh, man, we'll be right with you. Take us, please.
For members like myself in the audience that are listening, which island are you talking about? Which island?
Huahine. So Huahine is where Ha'apu Village is located, and it's split into Huahine Nui, the bigger island, and then Huahine Iti. Yeah.
Well, you were talking about, you know, that going back and, oh, man, now you're making me think of going going to go on a bit of a holiday or going with some of my mates from Rarotonga or even you. Heka, ma, I'll go with you. But you're talking about tropical and you were talking about your waiata rongoa and the importance of healing. And this sounds like an element of that. Kate, is that about right?
I think for this one, and similar to rongoa, is our connection to the land and how it can lift our wairua, our mauri. And so similarly, when I went to Huahine, that's how I felt. I could feel the life force in the land and I could see it in the people. And one of the whakatauki that came to mind was manaaki whenua, manaaki tangata, haere ki mua. And I thought, that's totally it. You know, when we know that when the land is well, the people are well, and then we can move forward into the future. And so they definitely link in that sense, that they both touch on the domains of whenua in terms of our hauora and our oranga, and also wairua, that spirituality that we get when we are in a place that is just connected to us.
Beautiful. Yeah, that definitely makes me think I need to go to Hawaiki, Rangiatea, any of those places, and reconnect. beautiful, beautiful. And so that song came out this week, yeah?
Yes, the Waiata is out today.
Today, it came out today, and you've got the video for that out as well. And it is very beautiful. I think the visual, the imagery that you've got from whether it's your the pictures that you've got to your and I saw the video of just your videos in general, blingin beautiful e hoa, but I want to talk about whai ora and how these two waiata tie into whai ora.
Sure. So the two waiata and all of the waiata on the record are about a journey of well-being. And well-being from our perspective, I guess, of holistic healing, holistic well-being. And so each waiata speaks to a domain or a dimension of well-being in the sense that those two are kind of connected to the whenua, our spirituality. There's other waiata that's about our relationships with ourselves and each other, so kind of the domain of whānau. And there's also songs about our tinana, our connection to the land. So, yeah, just covering all the holistic domains of health. And each song, I guess, is about the balance that we can find when all of those things are connected.
Beautiful. Well, I had my old co-host, Tu Whenua Roa, we both had, I'm pretty sure you know who she is, Diva Mahal. She was in the building with us. And one of the things we spoke to her about was one of her favourite songs. She hadn't yet released her album yet, but we asked her what her favourite song was. And of course, as artists, you love all of your mahi. She talked about one of the songs that she loved the most because of her vocals. And so I wanted to ask that question of you. Is there anything in there that's a bit surprising that maybe we haven't heard from before vocally, heard from you before vocally?
Yeah, there's actually quite a few surprises on the record in terms of collaborations too, and voices that I've not yet collaborated with in any way, now that I think about it. And they're all Wahine Toa that are featured on the record. One of them is Mare. She is the mokopuna of Whirimako Black. And just like her name, she's got that beautiful, sultry, soulful tone and obviously a wonderful whakapapa that she brings into the waiata. So she's featuring on a song called Hine Ki Te Ao Marama. And I have another artist that I'm featuring with called Sema, and she's from the islands of Rarotonga. And her voice, again, is just the smooth sound, but also she brings in her own uniqueness because of her whakapapa. And the song that I think is the most challenging and the most powerful vocally is one that I was very honoured to write with Maisi Rika, Sir Timothy Karitu, and a producer called Rory Noble, and that's called Keihia Te Putanga. And I think what makes it special is because it's probably the most meaningful and emotive in terms of connecting to the kupu. And you can hear moments of that vulnerability in the recording. We kept it all the rawness, everything is in there. And I think as an artist, it's the first time that I've really extended myself to that point. And I think our reel helped to do that.
You can't see us in the studio, but every single song that you announced just then, I've got all their mics on so they can express themselves.
Oh, wow. we're just, as soon as you started name dropping, and we're like, oh.
All of our faces, like, I don't know if you can see it, but you know when you scrunch your face up and impress, like when you're impressed, but it's like an ugly face and it almost looks like you've disapproved, but you're not. You're like,
it's like the squinting eyes of an approval, just,
oh. I can't wait to hear the two voices together.
There you go, and that was a genuine reaction from all three of us. But you can't see us, and we're all falling back on our chairs, going. Especially when you said Mare, we didn't expect it, eh? So it's a voice or a combo that maybe we never saw coming, and when we hear it, it's probably something we probably didn't realise we needed. So kia ora e hoa.
Oh, tēnā koe.
Hey, so. You are also doing something that I saw today. It popped up on an email. But you're doing takeovers. What is it called? Tari takeovers?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
Right, yeah. So next Thursday, 25th at 8 p.m., I'm going to be doing an office takeover, a tari takeover at Whakaata Māori. And so my band and I will get together for 1 hour and just jam through some waiata. Yeah, and hopefully share some of the songs from Whai Ora, and I think there'll be a couple of surprises in there too, but it'd be lovely if you could tune in. It's all live on TV, so if you're at home on Thursday night, yeah, no maharamai.
Is there also a live stream, just in case, you know, there's a lot of rangatahi around that don't have TVs at home, so
it'll be live streamed on, I think their website is
Māori Plus,
yeah, that's the one.
That's the one. Well, we're definitely looking forward to that. And, of course, your new mahi coming out. And when's that coming out? When's that dropping? And what are you doing to celebrate the release of that?
The album Whai Ora will be out on Matariki, so July 14th. And so I'll be celebrating, with my whānau as we reflect on past, present and the future. And this album is a lovely way to be able to do that.
Have you also got any ideas on whether or not you'd be taking the album on tour?
Good pātai oho. I have definitely wanted to. I have never toured before on my own. I've never done a headline tour, so it's something that would be definitely on the cards. And I think now that we are able to venture out again, I'd certainly love to come and visit different places around Aotearoa. If, of course, the people want to see me.
You should head out to the small town of, rural town of Mangatū in Gisborne. Kia ora. We would love to see you there. No, but hey, tēnā koe e hoa. Thank you so much for coming on and having a kōrero about your taonga that you're sharing with us. And we really look forward to hearing the rest of that taonga around Matariki. Nā reira, he mihi nui tēnei kia koe. Kia pai tō ahi ahi e hoa.
Kia ora,
ngamahi
mui kia koutou.
Kakite.
A te wā, bro.
Kakite.
Seth Hapu there. Man, I'm stoked. I'm excited about that album, Whai Ora, which again is going to be released on July 14. And indeed, you can catch him on Tari Takeovers on Māori Plus live streaming next week. If you check out their website, you can see there's an array of artists that are going to be taking over the tari over there. But definitely looking forward to that.